Bannerbox Radio. Love it for life. How's it going, folks? Welcome back to another episode of Banterbox Radio, episode 21. Who'da thunk it? Woohoo! Yeah, all right, I'm your co-host, Thomas Towson. Joining me, of course, every single week, it's the same guy. Who invites him? I don't. It's your co-host, Mr. Dan Knight. Dan Knight.
Stop leaving that back window unlocked. Ooh. That's all I'm going to say.
You climbing in? Because I feel like you came through the front door.
Well, it's holograms, science.
So, you're talking now. You're using your voice.
I do that.
This is the, this is a momentous occasion. People listening at home should notice that Dan sounds a little bit different. Dan, why is that? Why do you sound different?
Well, I got a sex change the other day.
Wow. Wow, what a world we live in today.
I used to be a woman. I don't know if you know that. That's actually not true.
Okay.
I'm still a man.
Oh.
Have been for,
that's debatable.
Since as long as I can. Well, there it is. lined it up for that shot right there. Got my nose cleared out.
He sure did.
Got all
and he's
torn open.
Near the end stages of the healing process. He will only sound better from here on out.
Less congested, yes.
That's true.
More enunciation in the coming weeks, so.
Well, it's great to have you back the way that I remember you sounding.
The way the good Lord intended.
Back in the olden days.
Back in the high life again.
That's, okay, sure, yep. We're gonna keep going with that, or should we just move on with the show?
Back in black.
That's right, hit the sack.
Yes.
Not too long, I'm glad to be back. So,
buttons.
Why am I going on in a ramble? Rambling here.
Just nobody rambling. Likes hearing that.
They sure don't. You know what they do like to hear about, Dan? Do you know? They like to hear about what day today is.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
Oh, Jesus. Today is National Junk Food Day. Frequently, these are foods.
Yeah.
Frequently, the national day ends up being a food.
And you know, a lot of other countries attribute America to overeating or eating badly. So it's nice to hear that all these national holidays that we're celebrating involve food in some way, usually unhealthy, and this one's very clearly unhealthy.
This is truly America's favorite day. You know, we got baseball, we got, you know, 4th of July, and, you know, who cares? The real spirit of America is in today, National Junk Food Day. Everybody celebrate, I know I am.
What are you going to do to celebrate it?
Well, I've already celebrated it by eating junk food.
When I get home, I'm going to have a deep fried Twinkie sandwich.
Ooh, a sandwich. What's in between those Twinkies?
In between the Twinkies, I'm going to layer, I'm going to cut them in half and put bacon in between.
Right.
And then the bread is going to be Texas toast.
Mm. So it's really sweet, salty, and garlicky. Yeah. It sounds really gross.
Yeah, my burps are going to destroy worlds.
Oh boy.
Great. Can't wait.
Well, today, folks, remember to celebrate this momentous occasion. It only comes once a year, or every day if you're me, National Junk Food Day. All right. So, episode 21, that's what today is.
Oh my
God. Our show's legal. It can drink.
It can go to see nudie shows.
Yeah, take this show out to the bar, listen to it while you're drinking, celebrate it today. This episode's 21st birthday.
Ooh.
By 21st birthday, I mean weeks, of course, not years.
It matures quickly.
Very quickly. Very too quickly, almost.
Quick gestation.
It grows up, it just moves out, it wants money. It's a terrible, terrible thing.
You gotta kick it out before it wants money.
So, we've been rambling a lot at the beginning. Why don't we just get right into this week's stories? Dan, what do you got? Kick us off. Tell me what you got. Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
Do you have some more?
I could.
We're doing a bit of song lyrics today. It's kind of a lot of thing.
You know, it's just
it's
celebrating.
A thing. There'll be more.
That's
I
correct.
Feel like there'll be more.
There will. There's always more.
In the German city of Bottrop, a woman called police because she was being stalked by a shadowy figure in the night. That shadowy figure being a squirrel.
Oh, see, I really wanted this to turn out to be her own shadow.
That would be amazing.
That would have been incredible. Still, this is great. Tell me.
She's like some sort of, it was like a Peter Pan thing. Yeah, the police detained the rodent on Wednesday after the panicked woman called them because she couldn't shake her pursuer. The North Rhine-Westphalia police took the animal in and found it to be suffering from exhaustion.
Oh.
Man, because it was just chasing this lady.
Yeah.
It was just a squirrel trying to get a nut. So move your butt. I told you there'd be more. I told you. I warned you.
I'm so sorry.
Everybody dance now. So it was suffering from exhaustion. So they fed it apple slices and honey tea.
That's what I would want if I was a squirrel.
And apparently, they videotaped it and put it on YouTube.
As the one feeding. Does, of course.
As one does when one feeds squirrels.
Uh-huh.
By hand.
Yes.
And it's been viewed over 400,000 times.
Wow.
So they took it in on Wednesday, and by Friday morning, it had 400,000 views.
Imagine where it's at now.
I can't. I can't imagine. Feeding a squirrel.
It's adorable.
It's cute animal videos. You can't get enough of them.
You can't.
YouTube is full of them. And personally, I used to hate them, but all the sad, depressing other things that Facebook hits me with, or just the general news, I think we need more cute animal videos.
You know, it's what America needs.
It's what America needs, aside from junk food, because we need that more.
We need that so much more.
If we could somehow combine
no.
cute animals nope. and junk food.
You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't eat cute animals.
What if we deep fry them?
Well, no.
Well.
Still no.
All right. Well, apparently, the squirrel wants its... healthy again, hale and healthy.
Uh-huh.
They'll be transferred to a local animal shelter.
Did they name it?
They didn't say. They named it Nutty.
That's correct.
I don't know.
There can only be that.
It's German. It's Germany, so it's probably a German name. Maybe they named it Franz.
Nutzelzer Schwif.
I like it. That's it now.
That's it.
New Schwarzer Schwift.
55.
Schwift-y-five.
Great.
So,
staying informed and one step ahead of being offensive each episode.
It's good. Are we a step ahead? I feel like we're just right on the
bar.
We're
right behind, actually. We're one step behind. We have the common sense to catch ourselves, but not enough to ever start in the first place.
Yeah, that's true.
But you see, people wouldn't listen otherwise.
They want to hear
these guys. It's our charm.
Yeah. Is that what you call it?
It's something.
All right. Well, what do you have?
Oh,
good.
Speaking of Germany, how about one from Russia?
Okay.
It's a different country. All right, that's a segue. Whatever. Shut up.
Your segues Get out of my are face. Top notch.
Excellent. So, everyone hates mosquitoes, right? This is a fact.
No, I'm not.
No, everyone hates mosquitoes, Dan.
What? Will they give us dinosaurs?
Dan. Daniel.
Dinosaurs.
Daniel, listen to me. You have to say yes, otherwise this article is terrible.
I do personally detest mosquitoes.
Thank you. Now that you've had this I've had this gleaming support from Dan, I can move on. So everyone hates mosquitoes. Well, not in Berezniki, Russia.
Mm.
They sure don't. Which is gearing up for its 3-day Russian Mosquito Festival.
That sounds terrible.
Beginning on Friday. This upcoming Friday. They're
great. So everybody get your tickets. Fly on over.
You know, you got to get ready. The event was originally founded in 2013 as a bit of a joke festival. Go figure that it was a joke festival originally.
Like literally a joke festival?
No, it was just like, meant to be a joke. Like just a silly thing. I don't know.
It'd be really funny if it turned from like a comedy festival into some mosquito
completely
festival.
Different
like a lot of our rants. You don't know how you got to from point A to point B.
So it originally started as a joke festival, but this element is what I'm about to tell you is reportedly for real.
Okay.
Every year there is a most delicious girl contest in which shorts or dress clad women compete to see who can attract the most mosquito bites in 20 minutes.
This sounds semi-torturous.
Apparently they volunteer for it, and they really like it.
Well, then maybe it's a what is it? What do they call it? Sadomasochism?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe. I don't know. Iodine doesn't go in your eyes.
Well, so. One of them means you like inflicting pain on other people, and the other one is on yourself. Masochism, I think, is...
self, and sadist is others?
Is others, yeah.
Maybe. Anyway, so a previous winner racked up more than 100, as determined by a set of judges that includes a doctor and the fest's organizer. So, 100 mosquito bites, Daniel.
Mosquitoes.
That's correct. The fest's organizer says that those who have the best luck, quote, eat well, don't drink, and don't smoke.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Good for them?
Don't do any of those things, and you'll get bitten by the most mosquitoes, all right? So that's a word of advice here. For anyone looking to get into the competitive mosquito getting bitten-ness.
First to malaria wins.
Don't eat anymore, don't drink anymore, and don't smoke anymore.
Yeah, because your blood's cleaner, so they probably can sense that.
They want that num-nums.
Sweet. They want that num-num.
So the Moscow Times reports that 3,000 people are expected, and also flags a less-than-PC-sounding component, which is the Mosquito Legs Contest, in which the thinness of women's legs is judged. Most like mosquito legs.
That is a stretch, I feel like.
Yeah, the thinner their legs, the better chance they have to win.
I honestly felt like the competition that you were going to mention that is risque involves the engorging of blood to certain areas of the body that aren't normally engorged.
And then
who gets the most bites on that particular body part.
Nailed it. But because we didn't mention it, this show's still PG-13.
Because I didn't come out and say that it was your earlobes.
That's it.
Ah, I ruined it. We're rated R now.
Yep. So that's all.
That's all for now.
And I don't want to make a general statement like Russia's weird, because I'm sure there are loads of people in Russia who aren't weird. However, this is really weird.
This is weird. But this good for you bizarre. Guys. You got a festival.
Keep it up. You're doing a great job. I'm real proud of you.
Looking real good, real hot.
You know, their parents must be so proud.
Sure they are.
All right. Hit me.
All right. A non-Frenchman took home the World Scrabble Championship in French Scrabble.
The heck you say?
The heck I say. Mon Dieu! That's a pretty big undertaking.
I think what we're going to do in this episode is we're going to systematically go through the countries and offend them. So that we guarantee that we never get viewers from there ever again.
I took 2 years of French in high school. I think I can say a few phrases.
I think I'm allowed
to say for a French expression.
All right, great.
Taco?
Taco?
Yes.
All right.
It's French taco. So anyway, this guy's non-French speaking, and he aced a Scrabble championship, which is cool. The best part is he doesn't understand French at all. Just doesn't get it. He doesn't comprehend French whatsoever. His name is Nigel Richards, and he's a 48-year-old ginger-bearded New Zealander. Took home the gold on Monday at the Scrabble tourney in Louvain, Belgium. Ooh. Apparently, he had spent 9 weeks prior boning up on his French by memorizing the entire French Scrabble dictionary.
That's ridiculous.
9 weeks.
That's a crazy person.
That is.
We are doing stories on a crazy person right now.
But at least the crazy paid off.
Yeah, it's true.
Because we do a lot of sad, crazy stories where the crazy does absolutely not pay off.
That's
like
very true.
The guy who was trying to bounce to the moon or bounce to space for the aliens.
Yep.
He
know,
didn't
everyone
succeed.
Knows you got to use that, what was it, exercise ball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To get up higher.
Yep.
We're still talking about that. although memorizing all the words in the dictionary did not help him comprehend what any of them meant. to him, words are just combinations of letters. Yves Brenes, the competition's organizer, told France TV. I'm perhaps exaggerating a bit, but he comes up with scrabbled words of 7 or more letters that others take 10 years to know. Let's see.
This guy is a crazy genius.
He is. He's like a computer with a big ginger beard, Howard Warner, a Scrabble representative who faced off against Richard, told the Star Times. you go to international tournaments and everybody's sitting around at the end of the day telling Nigel stories about this guy. Of course, he's never there, so the legend just grows. So apparently he has a slightly or a highly mathematical brain.
Uh-huh.
And his mother
that's given.
Yeah, like if you can memorize an entire dictionary worth of information,
this is substantial.
That's insane. His mother recalls his childhood, saying when he was learning to talk, he was not interested in words, just numbers. He used to point to calendars and related everything to numbers. We just thought it was normal. We've always treated Nigel as Nigel. So that's Nigel.
No, he's not weird. He's just Nigel. That's how his mom says.
Archie!
What a weirdo.
Yeah.
But you know what? He is a more intelligent... you know what? I'm just going to say it. He's a more intelligent person than I am.
Well, his mom introduced the Scrabble, I think, to him when he was a kid. And he just, like... It just clicked, I guess, with him. And apparently that wasn't his only Scrabble win. He took home championship titles in English Scrabble in 2007 and 2011, as well as 5 U.S. national titles.
I wonder if he's got a photographic memory.
He's got a pornographic memory?
That's correct. Mm. He can remember everyone he's ever seen. Well, great.
Mm.
That is a sound. Mm-hmm. All right, great. Mm. So this guy is bizarre. How bizarre? How bizarre.
Hello, there's another one.
Keeping it going. Okay, so.
Should have some sort of like meter that just dings every time.
All right, I'll set up the soundboard, and every time we do a song lyric, it'll be a buzzer that goes off.
Good.
Sort of a really intrusive awooga sound.
A sousaphone?
Yes. Okay, so.
Like the one that interrupted the KKK rally?
Yes. Please, if you have not seen that video, please watch it.
It will do wonders for your happiness.
That's correct. Let's move on. Let's talk about April Lee Yates, who's 51 years old. She was arrested Sunday for allegedly refusing to pay for her $26 seafood buffet at Bennett's Calabash in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Boom! South Carolina, we're just talking about that. Boom!
Oh, boom. Double boom. Here comes the boom.
Ready or not, here comes the boys from the South. Okay. Hey, and it's this. Jesus. Okay, great. Moving on. Police arrived after employees said she'd been at the restaurant for 4 hours and was disturbing other patrons.
It's quite a buffet.
Yeah. The Jimmy.
She had a lot of Jimmys.
Yates also allegedly refused to pay for her meal, saying she had no money. Officers said when Yates was asked what she planned to do about the bill, she told them, quote, Jesus would pay it.
Wow.
no one named Jesus stepped forward to pay the bill.
Not even the Jesus that was running the dishwasher back?
No, that's Jesus. Different.
I'm sorry. It's...
Oh my God, could we be... Oh, you know what?
What?
That's offensive.
That is.
Jesus Christ.
You just said his name.
We gotta stop. All right, so...
cheese and rice.
She was arrested and charged with defrauding a restaurant. She was taken to the Myrtle Beach jail. Yates isn't the first person to try and stick God with their restaurant bill.
Really?
This is not the first time. Yes, last October, Christy Rines of Lawton, Oklahoma, told employees of El Chico Mexican restaurant that her husband Jesus, not Jesus, but Jesus, you know, Lord and Savior, her husband
of the Christ
Jesus,
variety?
Yep, would be back soon and, quote, be able to walk in and produce U.S. currency to pay for her bill.
I can't remember. Was that one of his miracles?
That was, yeah. He turned bread into U.S. currency and paid for the Mexican bill.
Like everybody in
and Judas... Judas wasn't able to pay his bill, and Jesus turned the bread into U.S. currency.
Yes. Into a currency of a country that hadn't existed yet.
That's correct. So she, too, was arrested and accused of defrauding a restaurant. Big surprise.
Hmm. Why don't you just offer to, like, do some dishes or something to pay it off? Can't you do that? I saw Pee Wee Herman do it in that movie that he was in.
That's true. And if anyone can say anything about that movie, they stayed true to the facts.
That can... And that was a diner. And that's Large true. Marge sent him.
That's very true.
So that's like a discount, I feel.
So what you should do is never, ever go into a buffet or any restaurant and tell them that Jesus is going to pay your bill. I would like to take this moment. Every week I come up with a little creative title for my articles to subtly hint to Dan what they are so he makes sure he doesn't have the same ones. Because again, we do articles that we don't know what we have.
Right.
This one was called Jesus Take the Bill. Which, I wasn't even thinking about this, is a song lyric. Where's the awooga?
Awooga.
Jesus take the bill, take it from my hand, cause I can't pay this bill myself. I'm going to jail. Okay, there's your music with your radio entertainment. So that is it, and she's crazy.
She is crazy bonkers kazookas.
All right. What? This is turning out to be a real wacky episode. All
yeah,
right.
It's warm in here.
It is warm. It's very warm. Okay. What you got?
I don't know if anybody's heard about this particular story.
Oh, I sure haven't, because you haven't told me yet.
All right. A website that condones active cheating amongst many people.
Of course.
Who should be considered off the market has been hacked. The people being off the market because yeah. they should not be available.
Uh-huh.
If you catch my drift. I am doing air quotes. You can't see it because you're hearing my voice, but it's happening.
There are air quotes. I can
They're
confirm.
Coming out like rapid fire. A group calling themselves the Impact Team is calling for the shutdown of Ashley Madison and another site owned by Canadian company Avid Life Media called Established Men. Ashley Madison, whose tagline is "Life is short, have an affair," is sweating after reading the posting by the Impact Team. They say, quote, "We are the Impact Team. We have taken over all systems in your entire office and production domains. All customer information, databases, source code repositories, financial records, emails, blah, 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 blah. Shutting down AM and EM, which is Ashley Madison and Establishment, will cost you, but non-compliance will cost you more. We will release all customer records, profiles with the customer's secret sexual fantasies, nude pictures and conversations, and matching credit card transactions, real names and addresses, and employee documents and emails." So they're just like,
this is brutal.
We took everything.
This is
all
brutal.
This information.
I mean, I agree with them, though.
Yeah.
These people are the worst.
Avid Life Media will be liable for fraud and extreme harm to millions of users, they say. That would be 37 million users.
Oh, God.
To be precise.
You know, you ever want to just quit the world?
A bit. So apparently a few months ago,
37 million scumbags,
Ashley Madison, were going to, they had said that they were second in the dating website, list.
That is ridiculous.
Right under match.com.
That is absolutely ridiculous.
It was match.com and then a cheating website.
Ugh.
A majority of the cheaters were from Canada, US and Australia.
Huh. In that order?
I'm not sure.
Oh.
I don't know exactly.
Huh.
The additional problem is they believe this to be an inside job. So employees at the company possibly hang. But, I mean, that kind of makes the most sense.
Yeah.
But it's crazy, you know, like, it is a really awful kind of thing.
Mm.
Just the whole thing of it, you know?
Yeah, it's just, is. It's not, gross.
It's not nice.
Yeah.
It's a bad thing.
It's a bad website.
A spokesman said, "Following the earlier unprovoked and criminal intrusion into our system, Avid Life Media immediately engaged one of the world's top IT security teams to take every possible step towards mitigating the attack. Using the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, our team has now successfully removed the posts related to the incident, as well as all personally identifiable information, or PII. About
pie.
Our users.
They took out all that pie.
They took all that pie offline. About all their users published online. They say, we have always had the confidentiality of our customers' information foremost in our minds and are pleased that the provisions included in the DMCA have been effective in addressing this matter. But apparently, you sign up with this website.
Okay.
And you get your cheating on or whatever. Let's say you feel shamed afterwards.
Uh-huh.
You're like, yeah, well, maybe this wasn't the greatest thing to do. You want to quit the website? You have to pay for them to permanently delete all your records, all your stuff.
That's
otherwise
funny.
You can for free make your profile invisible and it'll be considered like offline or whatever.
But they still retain
everything.
Yeah.
And you have, so that's kind of also, that's the cherry on top of that crap sundae is the fact that you have to pay because they can, they're holding blackmail information.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, pay us more money or we're not going to delete your information.
Yeah.
But they still have all your credit card information and everything else that you use. Maybe not the more detailed, intimate detail stuff, but like your personal stuff. So, so then they say, they go on to say, our team of forensics experts and security professionals, in addition to law enforcement, are continuing to investigate this incident. We will continue to provide updates as they become available.
Mm.
So, they don't really have anything to say.
Not really.
They're not, certainly not apologizing.
No.
So.
That's good.
It's good that they're not.
Yeah.
Because you feel they shouldn't have to.
The hackers?
Excuse me. No, this is the website.
Yeah, I don't really think that's their responsibility. They're terrible people that run that website, I'm sure. But it's not their responsibility to
apologize.
Yeah.
That they were personally, I mean, other companies have been hacked before.
Yeah.
And they've had to apologize because it's essentially, it's a security breach. So it's
true.
It's,
I guess,
just like
true.
Anything else.
Well, you know, maybe I just don't care about these people.
It's true.
They seem real swell. So... Hack on, you crazy diamond. Boom. Song lyric.
All right. What is it going to be, like a boat?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so let's finish it up this week. You ready to do that? You ready to talk about the last article?
Give me that finishing move.
Ooh. Okay, great. police officers called to a suspicious package found floating in a canal were baffled to discover a duvet stuffed full of something. I'm not going to reveal it to you yet.
What is a duvet?
A duvet is just a fancy bag. It's just a bag, you know? It's just like a netted bag. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a bag. Let's just stick with a bag.
Okay.
It's a bag of something. I'm not going to tell you yet.
Mm.
It's all about the reveal.
All about the base.
Officers in Manchester in the UK were responding to a call from a walker who thought he had pulled a bag full of animal bones from the Bridgewater Canal.
Oh, goodness.
He noticed the suspicious-looking package floating in the water at about 4 p.m. on Sunday and took it upon himself to haul it to dry land. He told police he thought it might be a dead animal because it had a, quote, strong odor and was leaking white fluid. Reports. This is reported by the Manchester Evening News. It was later discovered the bundle was in fact a bag filled with coconuts.
Oh,
easily confused. Ah. One's hairy and round, the other is white and a bone. Basically the same.
Mm-hmm.
Which had been tightly wrapped and hurled into the water. It's not known where the unusual package came from or why someone chose to dispose of the fruit in such a bizarre way.
Hmm.
Pineapples. I mean, not pineapple. Coconut's a fruit.
It's a fruit.
It is.
It's not a nut.
It's not.
Even though nuts in its title.
Yeah. It's a cocoa fruit.
It's a That does sound weirder when you say it.
It does.
Cocoa fruit.
Cocoa fruit.
Actually, it doesn't sound that weird now that we've said it twice.
Yeah. I kind of like it now.
Yeah, it's starting to grow on me, coca fruit.
You know that almost every other country calls the pineapple ananas?
Yes. I knew that because I took my 2 years of French.
Boom!
Booyakasha!
So, this guy confused what he thought was a bag of dead animals. it was actually just a bag of coconuts.
Dead coconuts.
Dead, very, very dead coconuts.
They were no longer living on the tree.
They couldn't save them. They brought them to a local hospital. Nothing that could be done. They were
the
already leaking
their
white
fluid. The
doctors
put the lime in the coconut?
And stirred it all up.
Mm.
This episode has just been a mess.
It's the bee's knees.
It's been good. All right. Why, Dan? Why am I talking in the past tense? Because
it has completed its life cycle.
It really has reached the end of its journey. We are done. We finished our articles. I'm crying tears, and that's how you know that the end of the episode is upon us.
Well, you do have that problem with your eyes.
That is also true. Sweet, sweet tears. So, folks, we're going to see you next week. As for this one, well, that's all for this week.
And remember, the human brain can process roughly 10,000 smells in an area the size of a postage stamp, each triggering a neural response.
Thanks for joining us.